What's up, everybody? Welcome to Water Break. My name is Ryan Cavan, and I'm here with my co-host, Terrell Thorogood.
What's up, everyone? And like always, we've got another dope episode prepared for you guys. So before you keep listening, hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're listening to right now. Get ready to relax. Take a water break.
Welcome back to another episode of Water Break. We are extremely excited for the episode today. NT, I feel like we say that every episode.
Of course, but
we need to change the intro somehow.
But it's the same every episode.
We are excited for every episode. Yeah. But I love when we have a guest on, just because we are able to hear unique perspectives. And then also, like, the guests that we're trying to bring in are, like, they are really passionate about a certain sport or a certain topic in a sport. And each one is different. Each one's unique. But today is going to be a really awesome guest and just hear some unique perspectives in the world of boxing. So with all that being said, T, why don't you give our guest a little intro here?
All right. Joining us on the show today, we have former college basketball player and the personal assistant to the world champion boxer, Manny Pacquiao. We got David Sisson coming on the show. Welcome, David. What's going on, bro?
What's up, Terrell? What's up, Ryan?
We just said this right before the episode, but man, we are extremely grateful that you would come on and pumped that you are here today. We got a lot of questions for you. We want to dig deep today into the life of Manny and then just really in boxing in general, some really awesome questions that we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, so for those of you who are listening or watching the show, Davey is tuning in all the way from the Philippines. He's actually about to shortly go after this, going to go meet up with Manny and they're going to work on some things together. So grateful for you to be on the show with us and excited to jump into it.
Glad to be on the show, man. I've heard a couple of you guys' episodes. It's been great. Hey, Ryan, congrats on them Dodgers making the World Series, man. Hey,
I appreciate that. Cool. You didn't give any respect to my Lakers, but that's okay. We could talk about that.
It's not important.
Yeah, it was in the bubble. It was given.
Yeah, we don't need to go there.
I don't know. I mean, if both my LA teams are 2020 World Champions, you're not gonna be shutting me up for a while. I'm going to be running my mouth for a long time.
Now we know 2020 is the worst. It's
true. Everyone hates the Lakers. Eventually. So everyone who's not a Laker fan is literally like, 2020 couldn't have gone any worse. Like, the Lakers won a championship.
That was the cherry on the top right there for 2020.
Oh, man.
All right.
Then and we got to hear about it until next year, too.
Oh, you'll hear about it till we win next year. Yeah, you'll hear about it till then.
But. Hey, Terrell, would you guys say Laker fans are the worst?
Easy.
100%.
Easily the worst.
Yes, definitely.
Easily. And a Spurs fan. Of course, they're two of our rivals.
Listen, you don't hear a word from Lakers fans when they're terrible, and then all of a sudden, here they come.
That is not true. I talk trash. I talk trash when Lonzo was our best player. I don't shut up no matter who's playing. But man, it's okay. We don't have to get into that. We're talking about boxing today, Davey. All right, we're not jumping into all this basketball stuff. All right. But with that being said, Dalen, let's take it away and kind of get us started with the discussion here.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into this. As we know, Davey, you are the personal assistant to Manny Pacquiao. But how did you first get connected with Manny?
Well, I grew up here in the Philippines. We came over here in 1996, and the city was really nothing really at that time. So I grew up here as a missionary kid, and Manny Pacquiao lived in the same city as us. So during those years that growing up here, I would see him before he was even famous, and he was super nice guy, super down to earth. Every time he saw us, I mean, we're pretty much like the only white people in the city. So we stood out. So every time he saw us, he was just like, oh, hey, how are you guys doing? All that kind of stuff. So it was really cool to see him before he was famous and like really became a champion. And then later on down his life, to see him grow into the person he's been has been pretty awesome. So that's kind of how we met him.
That's cool. I was going to ask a question because this is just the first question I thought of because you said something. I feel like I've been mispronouncing Manny Pacquiao this entire time. Is that like, do Americans just ruin his last name? Because I heard you say Manny Pacquiao, and I've been saying Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah,
it's Manny. It's It's Manny Pacquiao.
Okay, okay. I just want to be I want to be sure I'm not ruining it. I'm saying it right.
You're good. We were talking about this the other day though. Manny was telling me he literally started boxing before I was even born. Like, I'm 29 years old now. His personal assistant, but he started boxing before I was even born. And so to think that he's been in the game for this long and still like one of the best fighters out there, it's just, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it just seeing like, you know, some of his, some videos and pictures of him when he was just younger and even skinnier, smaller than what he is now. Like, it's just crazy to see like his whole upbringing and where he came from, you know, coming from the streets. You know, I was fortunate to go over there like four years ago. We hung out. We went down there and just seeing the streets where he grew up, where you guys are at right now. Like, it's just funny. Like, you brought up, you know, you guys being the only white guys there in the city. Like, I went there, I was like the only black guy in the city, and they were always like, it's Kobe Bryant, it's LeBron James, it's LeBron.
He's only 5'9". He's LeBron James.
Dude, I felt like a celebrity. It was crazy. It was like, LeBron James. Oh man, that was a fun
time. You loved
that
trail. Go ahead, absolutely. Man, you loved it.
That was great. I was
felt like a celebrity the entire time.
Celebrity there in the Philippines.
That's fantastic.
Cool. Well, Davey, what was a typical day growing up like in the Philippines?
Well, over here, of course, I was a missionary kid, so a lot of our life was surrounded, you know, with mission work, teaching in the little villages and barrios and pirogues and stuff. So. That's pretty much what our life was, just being around other people and learning the language. Of course, all of our friends were Filipinos, so we learned the language pretty fast. But that's pretty much all ministry and basketball. Everybody, you know, here in the Philippines, they play basketball 24/7. So that's when I fell in love with sporting basketball, being over here.
Did you like, was there like certain places, almost like the same here, like there were places that, you know, if you met at this certain time, like there was going to be a group of guys at this court, like hooping, or this was where me and my buddies would go to hoop? Or was it just kind of like nothing was scheduled, just kind of like show up and see what happens? What was that kind of like there?
Well, there's courts everywhere here, but most of the courts here growing up were all like dirt. Like, we didn't have concrete. If you found a court that there was, you know, a concrete court with the ring on it, that was awesome. But most of the people played on the street here. That's real street ball with like no shoes, no flip flops, just bare feet.
Wow,
man, that's wild. Yeah. It's crazy how basketball is just kind of like almost like a universal language too. Just,
yeah,
you know, you can kind of just like looking at some of the murals, like after Kobe Bryant passed away, and like there's that big court that, you know, has Kobe's, you know, painted on the court there in the Philippines. Like, it's just, you can communicate with everyone just via basketball. Just like I was mentioning earlier, it was like, oh, you look like LeBron James or Kobe Bryant. So I can kind of relate or communicate. It's cool how sport kind of, you know, can translate in any country, in any part of the world.
Ball is life over here, especially for Filipinos.
Yeah, it's great. Cause I think too, like the, you know, you're talking about playing basketball over there. We went and played a few years back, and with like the humidity and the weather, you could play for hours and like,
yeah,
be sweating like crazy. Like, we were pouring sweat, but you just, I don't know, it's the weather, I guess. Like, did not feel tired whatsoever, which explains a lot. Yeah. Like, the first time we ever played basketball against each other, you literally could go for forever. And I was like, how does this guy keep running?
Well, I was gonna say that it seems like, you know, there are times, you know, a bunch of, you know, in Dalen too, you know, a bunch of Filipino guys, every time they play, they always have the best stamina. Like,
yeah.
And they run forever, and they're so quick and shifty. And I think all of that, you know, can attribute to, like you were saying, the dirt courts and what T is saying, like the weather and stuff like that. You know, it's kind of that style, that brand of basketball over there in the Philippines.
Yeah. And a bowl of rice, man. Seriously, we eat rice nonstop over here. That gives us energy, man.
Is that what the secret is?
I'm telling you, man.
It's definitely the rice, for sure.
It's the rice, man.
I should have told my mom to give me more rice when I was a kid. I'm so slow.
Davey, has there ever been a meal in the Philippines where you did not eat rice?
No,
probably never. I was gonna say, there's no way.
It's just, yeah.
Breakfast, lunch.
I have to have rice.
That's so funny.
I'm American, you obviously straight up Filipino when it comes to food.
That's true. we talked about you growing up playing basketball. Were there any other sports that you were involved in growing up, or was it mainly just basketball?
Me and my brother John, I know both all of you guys know him. We grew up here. We tried to play basketball. We tried to teach Filipinos baseball, football, all this other kind of sports, but it just never worked out, man. They're like, yeah, that's cool. Let's go play basketball. Right. And so it ended up me and my brother just playing football and baseball with each other. That's pretty much it. It led back to basketball. So me and my brother growing up were big fanatics. I remember the first time I ever heard about the NBA was my brother. I think it was the 1996 Bulls. Yeah. And my brother's like, bro, come in here. Michael Jordan's about to win his another championship. And I was like, who's Michael Jordan? And so the reason I love basketball today is because of my brother John. But yeah, we tried every other sport over here, but basketball was live.
Well, what's been the best fight you've seen that Manny didn't fight in?
Probably Ruslan Provodnikov and Timothy Bradley. I think it was down in the StubHub. Me and my brother went down there. I think Dave Soto was with us, a couple other people. And that fight was crazy. It ended up being the fight of the year. I think that was back in 2012, somewhere around there. But yeah, that was a crazy fight. Ruslan Provodnikov and Timothy Bradley. It was
the StubHub Center in Carson?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah. The outdoor.
Wow.
Yeah, we...
it was a crazy fight.
I remember we went to... Canelo versus Khan out in Vegas? Yeah. Cool. that
lights
knockout,
out.
That knockout, especially in 4K or whatever that screen was. That was
the T-Mobile Arena.
In the T-Mobile Arena. Ooh. Remember where it's the funny story how we got into that fight. Well, Davey had his connections, you know, getting into the fight. So Davey and John had no problem getting in. But me and our friend Dave, we tried to get into the fight, and we ran into this random stranger, and he's like, hey, I can get you guys into the fight for $100. So we're like, yeah, we got $100. Here you go. So we gave him $100, and he takes us around the back of T-Mobile Arena, and we go up the stairs. We're literally walking through the kitchen of like one of the restaurants in the arena, and we get in. We're in the arena. He's like, "All right, cool guys, I'll see you after the fight." It was the sketchiest thing. We're going through like black curtains, like up through, you know, through like skip past security, everything. It was wild, but it was a fun fight.
The question is
that was a good
many,
fight.
How many people did that guy do that for? He was just taking cash. There must have been 20 or 30 people. He just took down that back hallway and let him into the stadium. That's hilarious.
Well, Davey, we all know that Manny plays a little bit of basketball. We want to know, especially us three here, we want to know who would win 1v1, you or Manny?
What kind of question is that, David?
This is your boss. Be careful.
Yeah, I ain't going to answer that.
Come on, man. This is the water break pod. You got to be honest on here.
He's like, I'm trying to.
Of course I would win. Come on.
Okay, all right. We thought maybe you were going to say Manny, job security, you know, but I guess you're pretty set.
I want to see Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao play 1-on-1. I think the whole world wants to see that.
Yeah, we got to push that. We got to push for that.
Who do you think would win that?
I think Manny would, honestly.
Really?
He plays a lot. That's what he does to stay in shape all year round. He plays a lot of basketball. We play a lot of basketball. And we play against good competition, too. So, yeah, he can ball.
Yeah, he has a court at his house, right?
Yeah. We play almost every day out here. So, yeah.
Wow.
Well,
thanks for putting me on the spot there, Dale.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm going to kind of put you on the spot again here to kind of finish off this segment. We like to do what's called start, bench, and cut. So I'm going to give you three options. You're going to start one, bench one, and cut one. You ready?
All right.
All right, here we go. Manny the politician, Manny the singer, and Manny the basketball player.
I would start Manny the Politician, not just because he's with politics, but he does a lot of work outside of politics and everything. I would start Manny the Politician. I would bench Manny the Basketball Player. And definitely cut Manny the Singer.
Can we keep that clip and post that all over and see what we can get that? I'm gonna see how far we can get that, bro. We're gonna have our producer Zach cut that up, and we're gonna put that in everywhere.
That's gonna go viral.
You're killing me, Daylon. I'm not gonna have a job. I think Daylon's going after my.
He's trying.
I think that's what he's doing here.
Manny Pacquiao's personal assistant says that his singing should be cut.
I mean, he's Filipino. He's not a good karaoke singer. I mean, come on, Davey.
Yeah, we've all heard it. Yeah, he loves to sing, though. He's like me. He loves to sing. Just singing don't love us.
That is awesome. Oh, my God. Man, that's so funny. Well, what we want to do next, we want to jump into this kind of next segment, and we want to kind of jump into a little bit about Team Pacquiao and get to know what it's like, kind of the an inside look into Team Pacquiao. And what it's like for you as his personal assistant and working for him and kind of the ins and outs of what you do. Talk a little bit about that. So, Daylon, why don't you hit us with the first question here?
Yeah, for sure. So, obviously, you know, you've been working for him for quite a while now. But what were the early days like working for Manny?
I remember it was before I was going to college, of course, with you guys out there in California. And he would tell me, hey, you know, come down, stay down here when I'm training and everything, you know, come hang out. And so I would do that. And then right when I was about to graduate for the Mayweather fight, he's like, hey, you know, why don't you just work for me too? Because you know the language, you know, English and everything like that. So we had a good relationship and he's like, just, you know, why don't you start working for me? And so he's like, he started telling people, oh, this is my secretary. I was like, whoa, boss. I don't know what they do. I know what they do in the Philippines, but over here is like a secondary job's like for a girl. Like, no, we gotta change that. Personal assistant sounds better. And so he's like, all right, personal assistant then. So that's how it all started right before the Mayweather fight. And that was like the biggest fight for Manny Pacquiao. So coming into the biggest fight, like Pacquiao fight, the Mayweather fight was pretty crazy.
Yeah. So that was your first gig.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I worked for him a little bit before, but it nothing like to the magnitude like it was for the Mayweather fight. I mean, it just kind of like every fight after that got more stuff dumped onto me. And so that was definitely a crazy fight.
Yeah. Cause that was like, that was the fight of the century, really, you know, in this era. And, you know, seeing all of the celebrities and everyone at the event, like, you just talk about like how, you know, fight week and how that was for the Mayweather fight. Just how hectic was that, really? Like, cause you said, you know, your first big gig working or a big fight working with Manny, like, talk about how crazy that was.
It was, man, just the people around when it came down to the tickets, everything is because you have to realize they released the tickets. I think it was like a week before the fight. And so it was crazy, man. People were trying to get tickets everywhere. And I mean, the cheapest ticket, the nosebleeds were $1,500.
Wow.
And that was a face value. That wasn't the price being resold and stuff on the market. But yeah, that was crazy. Every celebrity was there. I remember walking in with Mark Wahlberg because he comes down and watches Manny train a lot. We were talking, and then as soon as I turn around, there's Leonardo DiCaprio, there's Michael Jordan, there's Beyonce. I mean, every celebrity, big celebrity in America was pretty much there that night. It was crazy.
Was it, you know, as a fan, you know, the Mayweather fight, Mayweather Pacquiao was like not what we expected. But I mean, what was your perspective on the whole fight itself?
I mean, it sucked because it wasn't the fight that everybody wanted. It wasn't the fight that Manny wanted. I wish the outcome would have been different, but hey, that's what it is. Hopefully, maybe one day, a rerun, Mayweather Pacquiao 2, but who knows?
Now, he had that shoulder injury. Were you aware of that before the fight? Or were you not?
You were aware. You have to understand, he he had that shoulder injury since 2010. Mm-hmm. So it's been an injury that's always come back. So
it's
when
been
he
a lingering injury.
Injured again, yeah, when he injured it again during training camp, it was like, oh, this is a bummer, you know, but it's fine. We'll be back. But there was time to, like, he couldn't even lift his shoulder. That's how bad it was. And so they went to the doctor and everything. So just told him to rest it. So he would literally, we would run. We stopped sparring for over a month. And so it did change training camp. But at the same time, man, he's like, hey, this has happened in the past and I've always fought. So I can, you know, I can get through it. And so that's what our goal was. But then it just, I mean, you saw it during the fight. That's when he really threw it. And so tore his rotator cuff. And so right after that, that's when he had to have surgery and finally fix it. Because after every fight, what he would do in the previous fights, he would just rest it for a couple months and then he'd be fine. But after, during the Mayweather fight is when he fully tore it. So.
Davey, you mentioned that, you know, your first real gig with Manny was the Mayweather fight. Is that when it hit you that you were a part of Team Pacquiao, or was there some time before that or after where you were like, you're like, wow, I'm really part of this team now?
It was that fight, especially being around everybody, how big that fight was. I mean, people were crazy that fight for tickets. Cause Manny's such a nice guy. He's always giving tickets to, you know, different people. And so, people are like, no, I need this many. Oh, I have this, you know what I mean? Yeah. And some people are just kind of crazy. Yeah. So yeah, that's the fight when it hit me. I was like, man, I'm part of Team Pacquiao.
That's awesome.
Now I know even before that, like you said, you spend a lot of time with him. You were with him all the time. I remember in college, you would be gone for 3 or 4 days at a time, you know, being down there while he was training on a long weekend and stuff like that. And so you had been around that, and there were celebrities, like you said, around there all the time. I remember you sending pictures to us all the time of you and different guys that you were with. Was there anyone that you, maybe even recently, that you've met that you were just kind of like starstruck, that like you were like, wow, like this person is spending, like, you know, spending time with us for a long period of time? Anyone like that you can remember?
I would say there's probably three people. One was Tim Tebow. I just love Tim Tebow. Since he was in college, he was actually born over here in the Philippines as well. And so for him to be around, his story and everything was pretty cool. Another person was Jack Ma. Love Jack Ma, the work he does over here. We went over there last year and spent like 3 days with him. And just to pick his brain, hear him talk about, you know, business, about this, all this kind of stuff, was pretty awesome. But the one guy that I was like, oh my goodness, is with The Rock. Definitely The Rock. Yeah. When I met The Rock, I was just like, man.
I'm jealous on that one.
Did you get a picture?
Yeah. Yes, I did. And that was the one guy that I was definitely starstruck.
Yeah, he just seems like he's the one guy I would love to meet.
Yeah.
Love to get him on for an interview. I mean, he's so polarizing, but he just seems like just a down to earth dude. Like just a real dude. Yeah. So that's super cool. Being with him. There's a lot of there's like a lot of characters, a lot of cool people on Team Pacquiao. Like who's, you know, you think about like Freddie Roach, you know, and some of those other guys. Who's probably the most entertaining person to be around when everything's just chill and like calm, you know, we're not in fight, like really not on there, fight night.
There's a lot of people over here, even in the Philippines, that Manny keeps around just because they're so funny. We have a couple comedians that are around us a lot. There's one guy called, his name is Johnny Bandilan. The guy is crazy, man. But we have a couple characters in our team that makes it fun. And Manny loves to have fun. I mean, you guys have seen him before. He's just always smiling, always happy, always making jokes. That's who Manny Pacquiao is. So,
speaking of comedians, we saw on Instagram, and I think you showed me a video of with Michael Blackson back with Manny. Just talk about that whole experience with him.
Being, I'll never forget when he walked into Manny's house. And he's like, man, he saw Manny over in the corner, and there were so many people in Manny's house. Michael Blackson's like, he's like, man, I hear about celebrities having paparazzis and everything. He's like, but man, Manny Pacquiao done brought the whole village with him over here. bro, that guy is hilarious. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. It's been cool to be, like you said, it's been cool to meet a lot of celebrities along the way and meet a lot of these people and get to hear about their stories, how they made it. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Cool journey.
So, Davey, from your perspective, describe the insanity that is fight week. Because as fans, you know, we all know, like, kind of a little bit as far as going to a fight, kind of, you know, leading up to it. But, like, being a part of the team and everything like that, what is it like for you? And how insane is it?
There's so many roles that goes into making a fight. I mean, if people really saw the back end, what has to be done to make a fight happen, it's crazy, man. It's like two months of nonstop work getting everything together. I know for me personally, the fight week, like this past fight, I would get to Vegas on Sunday night before the group would come in on Monday, make sure all the rooms were ready, make sure all the details were ready. Just with the fight with Manny distributing tickets to people, giving tickets out, you got to make sure everything's in order. And the thing is nobody's really grateful for him, because everybody wants, you know, if they get four tickets, they're like, oh, well, I have six people with me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No one's like, oh man, Manny gave me four tickets. Thank you so much. It's just not like that. There's some people that are, but they're, a lot of people just want more, you know? And so you got that, you got people calling, you got people flying in for the Philippines, with their flights and everything. So it's chaos, really. Fight week is chaos. As long as I got my Dr. Peppers in my room, in our office, I'm good. That's what keeps me alive, fight week, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, because it's crazy. Like all three of us in here, really, we've got to be around you during fight week, and we just seeing you run around, and sometimes it feel bad, because
yeah,
I think one time, like, me and Dalen were like chilling by the pool one time, and like you're running in and out of the hotel, and we're just like, oh hey man, how's your day going? Just like, I could really feel, like, we see you running around, but I really felt your exhaustion when you came back, and it was like 1 a.m and I think we had ordered room service or whatever. Like, you were starving. Like, you didn't order room service. And they were like, oh, we'll be there in 30 minutes. And you fell asleep in like 5 minutes. I was like, Dave, the room service is here. It's like 1:30 in the morning or whatever. You ate like two bites and you're just out cold. Like, but it's
nonstop. Yeah. You guys have seen it.
I think one of those nights, me and T fell asleep before you got back to the room. And then when me and T woke up, you were already gone. So we were like, did he even come back to the room last night or what?
It's crazy, man. After the fight week, I just want to relax. I want to take like a month off and just relax and do nothing. But really, my goal is just to make sure that Manny doesn't have to worry about any of that stuff. He just focuses on the fight. Is there problems throughout the week? Oh yeah, lots of them. But yeah, we try to take care of him for him.
After a fight, does he take some time to, you know, kind of relax and stuff like that? Because we've talked about, I mean, he's a politician, he's heavily involved, and we'll talk about this later in, you know, into the area, into the community, and everything he does there and the villages and everything like that. Does he take some time to himself, or is it like, fight week's over, all right, now we're back into full swing into the mission work, everything that he does?
He goes nonstop. He really doesn't take a break. It's like right after the fight, he gets on a plane, boom, back to the Philippines, because he has Senate work. So he's not like other athletes that just, you know, focuses on being an athlete. He has so many things going on. But that's who Manny Pacquiao is. He likes that. He likes staying busy.
Man of the people.
What's during fight week been maybe the biggest mistake or something like that you've made where you were like, like, with any crazy stories, any like mishaps that have happened on your end?
Probably when it comes to tickets, because those are a hard thing to do, because you have to, you know, Manny gets certain number of them, and he purchases a lot too for different people. And so always trying to make sure that everybody's happy, especially the, you know, Manny's main people, is a hard thing to do. That's definitely so. There has been some mistakes here and there when it comes to that. I've gotten death threats from doing tickets. I've gotten, yeah. It's, I'm telling you, it's not an easy thing.
That's crazy. I just remember you telling me and T, you were like, hey, I think I can get you tickets, so just come to Vegas and then, you know, we'll work it out when we get there. And me and T are like, hey, we're going to drive 3.5 hours. Fingers crossed we get tickets. But if not, I guess we'll be watching some restaurant. But that's funny.
That's what I always ask Manny. I'm like, Manny, you know, if you have extra ones, you know, of course, me and my brother, I always take care of my brother, me and John. But after that, I was like, I have some friends that would like to come too, if there's extra ones. But if not, it's all good. So it's always up in the air. Ruthie's been to, I think, 2 fights. She knows how crazy it is, hectic it is. So she doesn't even bother about coming around during fights.
She doesn't want to be around you during that.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. She knows. I wouldn't be able to do the job I do if it wasn't for Ruthie. She's awesome. She helps me out a lot. She knows me. She knows how to keep me calm during those times.
That's awesome. So obviously Manny has had, you know, crazy impressive, you know, wins, but you know, there have been some, you know, devastating losses. What was going through your head when Marquez knocked out Manny?
I cried, man. I think the whole Philippines cried. It was something that was very unexpected, but that's the cool thing about boxing, because you could be the underdog and you could just, you know, just with one shot, with one punch, you know, change your life forever in boxing. So it was hard. It took a while to get over that fight, but yeah, Manny's done that a lot to a lot of opponents. So
it's crazy, like how you just, you know, phrased it that way. Cause just even looking at when the camera would pan to Jinky and just the fans, like everyone was just like, just devastated,
heartbroken
in that fight. You know how the whole Philippines was sad, like, you know, when he got knocked out. Just a wild, crazy event. Were you at that fight, or were you watching from somewhere else?
No, I was here in the Philippines during that time. I wasn't working for him during that time yet.
Okay.
But man, the whole Philippines felt it, man. It was a sad day. I remember we had church that night, because it comes on it. Sunday afternoon here around 12 o'clock, and we would just the whole, even our church, and I just like the whole Philippines, man. I remember it was a tough time.
How satisfying has it been seeing Manny's growth and transformation just as a human being?
It's been awesome, man, to see him become even. A lot of people know his life story before he was turned his life over to Christ. Manny was a crazy person, man. Partying. I mean, he was into everything. Girls, gambling, everything. It was a crazy lifestyle. And everybody here in the Philippines knew it too. And people would see it. So when people saw him turn his life around, to see him and his wife, you know, get back together and see their life and family really change, has been something awesome. So to see him from like 1998 to now, definitely inspiring, man.
Yeah,
it's been a cool journey to see.
It's crazy for an entire country to see a public figure that, I mean, in their view, I mean, has everything, but to make that transformation from someone who was, you know, not living the way that was giving him happiness or giving him joy, to transform into this guy that's, you know, again, like you said, restoration within his family, and just the beautiful story that is. It's cool for an entire nation to see that, you know?
Yeah. And it's cool. It's kind of like a testimony, really, because I'm glad that I saw his, you know, he had everything. He had all the cars he wanted. He had everything he, you know, possibly could want, and yet he was still unhappy. And to see that, you know, just said, it was kind of a testimony to me too. Like, I don't have to live my whole life looking for that, you know, to make me happy. There's more to life than that.
Such a beautiful story, for sure.
Yeah. It's just cool to see like how that's even translated to the, you know, the Pacquiao Foundation, just seeing pictures of him and you know, doing things for the country. Like, you know, what's it like, you know, for you being a part of that, you know, the foundation too, and just watching him, you know, do all of the work he does for the people.
See all the houses over here that he's built, people he's put through college. I mean, he'd literally take his shirt off. I really mean that, if someone didn't have a shirt off his back. That's just who Manny Pacquiao is. He's never forgot where he came from. And I remember we'd be in Indonesia. There was a time we were in Dubai, and people would come up randomly and just give him a hug, like Filipinos, and just start crying. And they said, I get to work over here now and provide for my family back in the Philippines because you helped me get through college. You know what I mean? Wow. And just to see that just all over, really around the world, that Manny has impacted her life has been awesome. And like his housing projects down here, people he's given homes to, you know what I mean? So people ask, why does Manny Pacquiao still fight? That's why, because the more money he makes, the more he can help people.
Yeah, because isn't that, you know, with the McGregor fight, like that's what he's putting the money towards?
Yeah, he said, hey, if the McGregor fight can happen, it's a good payday. Hey, the better for the Filipino people, the more people he can help.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is so cool. And it's, again, it's challenging to us too, you know, realizing that it's not all about that, you know, we have this vision of success and everything like that, but seeing him reach to people and give back can challenge everyone, you know, no matter where you find yourself economically and everything like that. So cool.
Yeah, it's cool seeing that it's obviously much, you know, it's a bigger picture to him. Like, I'm sure he obviously loves fighting. You know, he's an athlete. He loves it. But at the end of the day, you know, he has that bigger picture in mind of his people back in the Philippines. And that's just really cool. What were you saying, Davey?
I was just saying the extra motivation for him. Exactly.
Yeah. What are some of the strange or unique things or even superstitions Manny, you know, has leading up to fight week?
Well, he eats pretty well all year round, so he never struggles with like losing weight and doing all that kind of stuff. But superstitions. He didn't do this before. He would never wear any dark colors, like anything black or gray. That was just a no-no for Manny. Like, I remember when I first came around Team Pacquiao, and he would never – that was like a superstition he always had. He would never wear anything dark.
That is funny. I mean, now that you mention it, I mean – I remember even you would always have like a white zip up and stuff like that. Like all those jackets, oh, you know, yeah, were almost always like white colors. Like, and I never would have thought of that until you said that right now.
Yeah. That was before. Now not so much, but yeah, before, I think it was just a superstition he had that no dark colors or anything.
That's funny. Well, we kind of talked about this in your start bench cut, but who's more entertaining to you, Manny the basketball player or Manny the singer?
You're killing me, David.
We just gotta know. I mean,
this is not what is he better at. This is what's more entertaining.
Let's just say the most entertaining thing ever was when we were in China and Jack Ma and Manny Pacquiao were doing karaoke together.
That's awesome. That's gotta see must see TV right say, there.
Yes.
Release the tapes.
Yeah. Release the tapes. Underground tapes.
Well, to finish off this segment right here, we just want to know kind of how difficult is it for you raising your family while working for Team Pacquiao? I know you got to balance a lot of things, you know, but, you know, with a family, two kids, wife, like, what is it like for you, you know, to work for Team Pacquiao as well as, you know, raise a family?
So my wife, Ruthie, both of us have two kids. So it is difficult. It isn't easy. But what does make it easy is my wife, Ruthie. She helps me so much because like sometimes we'll have things planned and duty calls, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Manny will call and say, hey, take care of this. Can you do this? I need you now. And so I have to kind of like drop everything and go do it. And so Ruthie's really flexible with that. So without her, man, I don't know if I'd, honestly, I don't know how I made it being single, because I feel like I don't function now without my wife. I really don't, man.
I got you there, dog. I get you there.
You feel it? Yeah, I'm serious, there. Man. I don't know how I did it. And so she helps me. She keeps me balanced a lot, too. Like if I'm starting to get out of line, if my priorities are too much here or there, she kind of, you know, hey, Davey, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. She keeps me, you know, eating healthy and everything. So it is hard, but there's times that Manny will be doing other stuff where I get some time off and just spend time with the family. Mm-hmm. So
I saw Manny, he went to Chloe's birthday party, right? Or was it your birthday party?
It was my birthday. Your birthday party. Yeah.
That's cool.
Came out to the house and came over to hang out. He loves my little girl Chloe, my little boy Levi.
Does Chloe at all kind of know what's going on with the fight game? Or she kind of know a little bit about boxing at all? Or
if she sees boxing gloves, she says, "Oh, it's Manny." So yeah, she's starting to get it.
Cool. That's so cool.
Hey, if I had my son, I would never let him box. I would never let him into the boxing world. If people knew how hard it was to be a boxer, man, the life, everything with goes to boxing, man. It is hard.
Takes on you too, yeah.
Oh yeah. So
crazy.
We'll keep him out of that.
That's right. We're gonna move into the last segment, and this is something that we're pumped to talk about and maybe get a little inside information here. T, this is what we're hoping for, right? And we want to talk Pacquiao McGregor fight. We want to kind of ask some questions there and chat with you and maybe see again, just get a little information from you here. So Dalen, let's see what we can get out of Davey here.
Yeah, let's see what we can. Anyway, so we know how the boxing world reacted when, you know, Mayweather and Mayweather-McGregor were going to fight each other. And then after that fight, obviously, you know, coming now full circle, there were talks that Manny and McGregor were going to fight. I remember when it kind of officially was announced, you know, me, T, and Ryan were like, dude, did you see that? That's crazy. But we want to know, obviously, coming from Team Pacquiao, how long were the two in talks for the fight?
The talks have been for a while. I know their team and some people from our team have been talking about it for about 2 years now, but nothing really materialized. And so now we are looking at, of course, Manny just signed with McGregor's managing group, which is Paradigm. And so that makes a fight easier to be made, but nothing's official yet when it comes to regarding to a fight. McGregor still has a fight coming up January 23rd. So it's kind of like everything, wait till after that to see what happens. Manny's still ready to fight anybody out there. He never dodges a fight. It is hard right now to make a fight happen because of, you know, the whole COVID situation. But yeah, Manny's ready whenever it is. Hopefully a McGregor fight happens. If not, then, I mean, there's other fighters out there also, but that's the fight Manny wants to make happen right now, the McGregor one.
What other fighters do you want to see Manny go against?
I mean, there's fighters out there. There's Danny Garcia. There's Errol Spence. There's Bud Spence. Crawford. Yeah, there's a couple fighters out there that would be, you know, fun for Manny to fight. Did you guys get to see the Lomachenko fight this weekend?
No, I didn't. We didn't catch that fight.
Oh man,
I
Lomachenko was pound for pound, man, number one pound for pound, and he lost.
I saw at the last Manny fight, we saw Danny Garcia was on the elevator with us, and we were talking about the fight. But he kind of mentioned he did mention it a little bit, like, you know. He might, but he's a good one. I'd want to see Danny Garcia.
That'd be a fun fight.
Do you, as someone on Team Pacquiao, do you want to see the Mayweather Pacquiao fight happen again? Do you want to see that again?
Oh yeah. Okay. Definitely.
You want that redemption?
Yeah. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So hopefully it does happen one day.
How much of Manny's motivation for the fight was helping the Filipino people versus him just ready to get back into the ring?
A lot of it comes down to helping people. I remember when there was tragedies that happened over here, like Yolanda, the typhoon hurricane that hit here. That's Manny's inspiration, is just to be able to help people that are in need. So a lot of motivation. The big reason he's still in the fight game. Yeah, he loves the sport, and that motivation will be all there. It's hard to walk away from boxing, but when you got motivation like that, helping people, yeah, that's the main reason that he's still in the game.
It's awesome. Do you feel a little nervous going into this fight?
If the McGregor fight happens, not really, because it's McGregor. But I mean, if Manny was fighting in the octagon, yeah, big time. Since we're in the boxing ring, I think I'll be able to relax. Last fight, I remember the Thurman fight. Man, I was walking back. I used literally in 12 rounds, 36 minutes, I used the restroom 4 times during the fight. I was so nervous, man.
Was that all the Dr. Pepper, or was that?
Yeah, it's definitely Dr. Pepper. I walked back to the production room. They said, "Davey, all right?" I said, I don't know, man. I walked back to the locker room, walked back into the arena, was walking back and forth, man. I get nervous big time. But yeah, if a McGregor fight happens, I'll definitely be sitting there the whole time.
Yeah, I like how you said Manny, you know, doesn't ever dodge fights. And that's something that, like, you know, we see that he fights anyone, anytime, anywhere. And that's just, you know, super cool. With this fight with McGregor, is there an on-off switch with fighters? Like, is Manny going to go at him like he did Thurman? Or do you think he scales back like he did with Horn?
I think he'd go all in. To make it quick. I mean, I know McGregor lasted, was it 7 rounds with Mayweather? So yeah. You never know. Manny could make it in a quick, you know, 2 rounds, like a Ricky Hatton fight. So
yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. Like if he's just gonna, let's make this entertaining, and you know, I know how to, I'm a good boxer. You know, let's, you know, let this thing go up, you know, last a little bit longer, and then I'll finish him off. Or is he just like, you stepped in the ring with me, it's bad move. Like, I like on his Manny's Instagram the other day, he's like staring into the camera, like in his, you know, in his full on suit or whatever. And he's just like, I can't remember the caption on his page, was something like, "You ready to fight?" or something like, "I'm ready to fight." Like, is he going to have that mentality when he comes in?
Oh, big time. I mean, every time he steps into the ring, you could tell, you know, his eyes, he's ready. He's ready to go. Because you have to understand that usually preparation for Manny is around, you know, 2.5 months to 3 months. So, you know, you put in all that work for those 36 minutes. So, yeah, when a fighter steps into that ring, especially Manny, he's ready to go. He's ready to, you know, take action and knock someone out.
If they fight, what's your prediction? How many rounds?
A knockout. Less than 3.
Less than 3.
Wow.
I mean, I should have prefaced that before, because we all knew you were going to pick Manny. Like, I just wanted to know when it was going to end. Less than 3.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to make that a quick fight.
Speaking of like the intensity in, I got to ask, I just thought of it with Manny. What's which intro song do you like better to him to come out to? Eye of the Tiger or Roar?
Definitely Eye of the Tiger.
he came out to Roar for a few of them, and then he went back to Eye of the Tiger.
I remember they did their Roar a couple of fights, and then this is kind of before I started working with Manny full time, and then the next fight when I was working for him, they're like, "Oh, can you ask Manny what walkout song he wants? And I said, "Of course, Eye of the Tiger." They're like, "Well, see if he wants to do Roar." I said, "Don't worry. It's Eye of the Tiger. I'll make the call for him."
He's not doing Roar.
Yeah. I said, what kind of question is that? We did change it up last fight. I think it was, what was that song? Legend.
Okay.
It was the song Legend last fight. But yeah, Eye of the Tiger also, so.
That's the one. That's the pick. That was the easy one.
Yeah, that's the pick. Eye of the Tiger.
Davey, what are some things Connor does that makes him a threat to Manny?
Nothing.
I think his reach. Yeah. I think his reach. I mean, the reach, the size, too. You have to understand just a few pounds is a big difference. if you ask Manny his hardest fights, everybody would say all his easiest fight was like Margarito, because he beat up Margarito and these guys in Cotto. But those were some of the hardest fights for Manny, just because, you know, a couple pounds over, like a guy like those guys are takes a toll on your body. Those punches are a lot heavier. So definitely the weight will be a big, even when it comes to negotiating with the fight, the weight will be a big part of the fight game. And then also the reach. I know McGregor has a longer reach, so. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been able to get in spar with him at all?
No, bro. Nah, yeah.
Just goofing around and all.
That's a business decision on Davey's part.
Yeah. I had to ask you. See if you were brave enough to get in there.
Davey said, I'm young, but I wasn't born yesterday.
I've seen enough, man. I've seen a bunch enough that I know better.
You'll run with him on the streets, but you're not going in a fight.
Yeah, I'll do the conditioning, the running and stuff, but besides that, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, as we wrap up the show.
Here, I'll throw this in there, man. I'll throw you a story that's the craziest thing. I think Dalen asked this earlier. Man, this is crazy. So a few weeks ago, I pull into Manny's house, and his brother, who is a congressman, was parking. So I had to wait for a few minutes. And as soon as he finished parking, I went forward. As soon as I went forward, I hear, boop. I was like, oh, man. What was that? I thought it was a basketball or something. I get out of my car, I look over, I ran over Manny's dog. Yeah. And so, bro, that's the worst day of my life working for Manny. It's serious. Ryan, come on, bro.
Did the dog survive?
Did it make it?
He ran, and then they took him to the hospital, and he died, man. Or the veterinarian, and he died.
What a way to end the show, Davey.
Yeah, I know.
What did that have to do with everything we were talking about?
I knew it. This is going to – the ratings. The ratings are going to spike.
Oh, we're going to have to clip that one out.
I remember that happened. I remember that happened. I was just like,
that's so sad.
I went and told Manny, and – he's like, oh, it's, you know, he was older now. And then for the rest of the week, he's like, man, I miss Pac-Man. It just kept rubbing in. Bro, I was in articles all over the Philippines over here. It was like big news. Like, people are dying of COVID, and the media have nothing better to write than to say that Manny Pac-Man.
How did Manny's kids feel about it?
Oh, they didn't care, really.
It was Manny's dog. Oh,
yeah, they rubbed it in too. They kept saying, making jokes about it. But
that's hilarious. Oh man, that's funny. Yeah,
I thought I
popped a basketball. You're gonna get away when you heard that.
It's a weird basketball. I don't know. They make them over in the Philippines.
It was a rough day, man. It was a rough couple of weeks for me.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, everybody knew me, the American. Like, people know me over here. Oh, the American that speaks, you know, the Philippine language, Manny's assistant. Now they know me. Oh, the guy that ran over Manny's dog.
The like, dog
that's
killer.
The dog, that's my legacy.
You're getting death threats? You stupid American. They killed Manny's dog.
They put memes up there with, like, me and Michael Vick. Like, I was like, come on, guys. Like...
it was
brutal.
You're graffitiing your house and dog killer. Woof woof. Thanks a lot.
Then and now.
How it started.
How it's going.
Eating a bowl of kibble. It's going. Oh man. Oh, that's terrible, but also hilarious.
But we're all laughing very hard.
Well, Davey, other than killing dogs,
what have you been up to?
We'd like to give our guests an opportunity to plug whatever they got going on. Tell the folks who are listening or watching this episode maybe a little bit about the foundation and things that are going on with you guys on Team Pacquiao.
Yeah, definitely. If you guys can check out Manny Pacquiao Foundation or the PacquiaoFoundation.org, Manny does a lot of work over here in the Philippines, especially right now. With the whole COVID situation, he's teamed up with Jack Ma Foundation, some foundations even over there in the U.S. some big donors as well that have been able to help change a lot of people's lives. So that is one thing that Manny's goal is, to help a lot of people to be able to provide for their families and be able to change their lives, just like boxing has changed its life. So that's about it.
That's awesome. Well, hey, go ahead, check out the Pacquiao Foundation. Davey, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We really appreciate it. And again, we're grateful for the time that you would take away, different time zone and everything, to be here with us today. And thank you to all the listeners. Catch us on another episode of Water Break. Stay hydrated. Thanks for listening to another episode of Water Break. New episodes get released every Monday and Wednesday.
So be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're listening to right now to be notified when a new episode is available. For more exclusive content, check us out on Instagram at Water Break Pod, or you can watch us on YouTube. Thanks for listening. Stay hydrated.